Iranian president thanks Pope Francis for calling for ceasefire in Gaza. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on November 6, 2023. Rome, Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi telephoned Pope Francis on Sunday afternoon and thanked the pontiff for his repeated calls for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. According to the website of the Iranian presidency, in his conversation with the Pope, Raisi called the terrible and unprecedented crimes of the usurper Zionist regime in martyring nearly 10,000 people, including 4,000 children and 2,500 women, the biggest genocide of the century. Raisi reportedly told the Pope that supporting the oppressed people of Palestine today is the practice of the teachings of all Abrahamic religions, including Christians. The website cited Francis as saying, "As the leader of the world's Catholics, I will do everything in my power to stop these attacks and prevent more women and children from becoming victims in Gaza." The director of the Holy See Press Office, Matteo Bruni, confirmed the conversation, noting it happened at the request of the Iranian president. The Iranian presidency's website reported that President Raisi expressed his appreciation for the Pope's appeals for a ceasefire in Gaza, Vatican News stated. Earlier Sunday, Francis reiterated his appeal for a ceasefire, telling pilgrims gathered in St. Peter's Square for his weekly Angelus address that the humanitarian situation in Gaza is extremely serious. "I continued to think about the serious situation in Palestine and in Israel, where many, many people have lost their lives. In God's name, I beg you to stop, cease using weapons," the Pope implored. "I hope that avenues will be pursued so that an escalation of the conflict might be absolutely avoided, so that the wounded can be rescued and help might get to the population of Gaza, where the humanitarian situation is extremely serious," he said. Vatican News noted that on November 2, Pope Francis also held a phone call with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, but did not elaborate on the content of their conversation. Follow at Williams Rome.